Big events. Big events. I just have to say this by way almost of apology. Apparently, when I do a left look, guess what? It doesn't pick up the microphone too well. So when it comes to the sermon, sorry, I shall be missing you out a little bit more, not so eyeball to eyeball in that way. But anyway, I'm trying to talk to you now and trying to catch it on the microphone as well. Got Molly back as well, I see, the weekend or what. Well, anyway, we were looking last time at when the kingdom divided and the people from the north decided they didn't want to go. David's family, that's Solomon's son, Rehoboam, who is now king, they felt we don't belong here. We want to do our thing in our place, have our king. We're not part of you. And so they went. And really their history, you can read all the names of the kings, and I'm not going to try now to give you the whole list of them, other than to say that none of them, spiritually speaking, were any good at all. Not one of them gets the commendation of God. All of them failed. And they introduced idolatry, and so you had various bulls and things that they would bow down and worship and various places, because they didn't want people to go to Jerusalem. Don't go there. Because if they went there, they might think, well, actually, this is where we're meant to be worshipping, isn't it? So perhaps we ought to be closer to Jerusalem and the people in the south based around Jerusalem. The kings in the north didn't want that to happen in the beginning. So they had all these idols and tried to keep the people there, and they had their own priests, and it just went from bad to worse. Sometimes they'd have a bit of prosperity. Sometimes they'd gain some victories. Sometimes they would fight against the southern kingdom. Sometimes they'd be allies with the southern kingdom. So it was all a confused and unhappy history. And as I say, none of the kings, not one of them, served God. Not one of them. And the nation itself went down. And so quite a lot of the prophets were speaking to the northern kingdom. Some spoke to the north, some spoke to the south, some spoke to them both. But the ones to the north, there was little that they could say that was good. And they were calling the people to repentance and saying to them, get rid of these idols, do what's right, because when idolatry comes, morality goes. So there's dishonesty, and there was murder, and there was kind of increasing riches and poking everybody out the way and leaving people poor and starving. It was really wretched. All the society was blighted. And God had warned them. God had said, if you disobey me, then you'll lose all the advantages I've given you. It's beautiful countryside and very fertile ground, and there'd be these droughts, or locusts would come, and there'll be hints from heaven that God is not pleased. Turn back. But the people didn't. And they hardened their hearts. And God had warned well before they came into the land that the land you're going to possess, if you disobey, I'll remove you from it. You'll lose it. I will send you away. I will bring enemies, and they will deal with you, and your end won't be a happy end at all. And so the Assyrians were becoming the big people. They were the rising power. They'd been the Syrians. You had the Philistines. You had various other countries round and about. But now, the big threat was Assyria, the capital city, Nineveh, kings with some remarkable names. But anyway, the fact was, this was now the big power, cruel empire, always looking to grab more land, conquer people, and then deport them. So it would take the people from that area and then resettle them there, and it would take people from that area and then resettle them there, mix everybody up. So they're all kind of no longer in their home territory, can't sort of engineer a bit of a revolt or anything. And so eventually, for the northern kingdom, its time came. And this time, there was no going back. And the people were taken away, uprooted, just as God had said. And they were taken far away from their own land. A few, a handful, kind of made it back there or remained there. But by and large, everybody gone. There was the prophecy fulfilled. So all the prophets had said, and everything that Moses had been told hundreds of years before, now it all came true. 721, 722 BC, that was it. And the northern kingdom vanished. So all those tribes that were part of the northern kingdom in that way, and Naphtali and Gad and Asher and Zebulun and all Ephraim and Manasseh. Because Ephraim was the big family. That was one of Joseph's sons and most fruitful one. That was the big kind of tribe there who were the leaders, all gone. And lost then to the pages of scripture, vanished away. And that's what happens. We disobey God. We go in that direction. Idolatry. Various things decline with it. And eventually, end of. But God says, that's enough. That is enough. I've warned you. I've warned you. I've warned you. And I'll warn you no more. And you're gone. So, that's an unhappy history. The northern kingdoms, all those kings there that you can read about in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, or 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. As far as it's the northern kingdom, Chronicles tends to be more to the south actually, but as far as it goes to the northern kingdom, one long story of spiritual and moral failure with a bad ending, because it always has a bad ending. Moral and spiritual failure, bad ending at the conclusion. Well, we'll come to the southern kingdom. This will be in a few weeks' time, actually. And we'll see how that fares, because, of course, more interesting in a sense is Jerusalem. And these are still the sons of David and the promise that he had, if you remember, that the Messiah will come from your family. Let's see if things turn out differently, although you can probably already tell me the answer to that. But we'll come to that in a few weeks' time, God willing.